I'm joined now by the crew members of the Reeking Roars, who have signed up for the Talisker Whisky Atlantic Challenge. The crew members are Martin Skeen, Stuart Shepherd, and brothers Gary and Stuart Richards. So Stuart, give us an update. What's training been like? I know you've had a couple of months now since regulations have lifted and you guys have been back out in the water. What's it been like?
Training's been really good, actually. We've managed to have some good runs out on the Welsh coast with some very inclement weather to tackle as well. So that has been excellent for us to get a little bit of a taste of what rough seas might be like. So we've been out there a few times and done a lot of hours, actually. So we've completed all of our training logs and we're all good to go, we think.
Stuart Richards, describe what it was like.
I mean, it was poor. I'm guessing the sort of waves or sort of swell was 10 or 12 foot, I thought, maybe a little bit more at times. And the wind was blowing 25, 30 knots. We rowed at one point against the wind and we hardly moved. I think we moved 20 odd metres in 15 minutes.
We weren't going nowhere, really. I think I rowed for 5 or 10 minutes and on the GPS we did 20 metres. I'm not sure that 20 metres in the right direction.
Even with the power anchor out, it was throwing the boat about and it wasn't very comfortable just trying to rest on the boat, really, then either. It's all good experience because that's the sort of thing we're obviously going to encounter.
Exactly, that's what I was going to ask you. These are the kind of conditions you most likely experience.
I would have thought so, yeah. I think you'll get a variety of sort of conditions. Obviously, you're going to have sort of calm days and rough days, but when we're out last time, trying to row against that sort of wind was basically impossible. We were going nowhere. But like I said, good experience as well.
And when is the race itself?
The race starts on the 12th of December, and in that intervening time, we'll be shipping the boat out in early October, so that's the last we'll see of the boat till we get to La Gomera in just south of Tenerife, and then it's just land-based training between those two points.
And Martin, as the date gets ever closer, it must be getting really exciting for the guys.
It is. I mean, we're down to less than 100 days before we actually embark on the trip itself, and it'll be 15 days before that we have to leave the UK to go to the start area in La Gomera. And there'll be lots of preparation there. So this period of time is going to fly by. I was trying to count the number of work days I've got left before we go. It's just coming down them. So, time's racing. Lots of things to do still.
And Gary, what's it like spending all that time cooped up with these guys?
Last time we went out, we had probably 10 hours because the weather was so severe, the wind. So we had probably 10 hours when we were sat on deck and holed up in the cabin, which isn't a very big cabin, so me and Stu were huddled up in there, I spied my little eye and things like that, trying to keep yourself occupied for 10 hours. It was it's a different scenario when you sort of got nothing to do when you sat there waiting for really the weather to lapse, really. And it did. It sort of, the wind calmed down about 1 o'clock, 1:30 on a Saturday morning, early hours. We started rowing again then. We had 10 hours, 11 hours probably, where we just got, like Stuart said, we had the power anchor out and we were just floating there, just waiting for everything to calm down a bit, really.
And Stuart Shepherd this time. Stuart, you're obviously doing this to raise money for two charities very close to your heart.
Sure, yes. Well, obviously we're raising money for the RNIB. Stuart Richards among crew is visually impaired. What is really interesting is from next year, the visually impaired people, so people that are, the term they've used is registered blind, will not be allowed to do the race. So Stuart is actually the last person with visual impairment of this level that will be allowed to do the race. So it's quite an achievement to get that done, and when we complete it, it'll just be fantastic. So the RNIB was a very important charity, close to all of us in terms of supporting Stuart as well. For us to raise money for. And then the second one, because we're all in Shropshire, we're all very close to one another in terms of where we live. There's an organisation called Seven Hospice, which is based in Shropshire, which helps people with respite care. And we've all, over the years, had friends and relatives that have had to, unfortunately, use that care, and they're fantastic, fantastic organisation, and we have a great honour to support them.
Stuart, you have Leber's, don't you? Describe for anyone that doesn't know that sight condition, how that affects the eye.
My sight condition means the centre of my vision is very blurred and it gets slightly better the further out of the Central Mid Vision. So reading sort of small print, etc., is not an option. The finer things in my sight, I can't do. But mobility, I'm okay with. And again, when I know an area, I'm obviously even better, which on such a small boat, I've got to know where everything is. And like Gary said, even coming to packing the boat and unpacking it, I'm aware of where everything is at hand, and it's going to go back in the same sort of places. So I probably, in some ways, my memory is probably quite good due to my side, so I pay more attention to where something is and where it's kept. But I say on a small boat, it's a sort of a double-edged sword, I suppose. Sometimes you know where things are, but it's very tight for space, so you're putting things in little nooks and crannies. So if someone can't find something, when it's right in front of you. But again, going back to my side, I think it obviously does sort of hinder me a bit, but between a crew of four, I don't think there's really so many things we haven't got covered between us. You know, I don't think my sight is going to hinder us as a crew.
And Martin, how much are you hoping to raise for RNIB and the Severn Hospice?
Well, our target is nominally £100,000, and we're well on the way towards that, around the £70,000 mark at the moment. And we'll be pushing for a drive to boost that to our target and beyond it. And the period of time in the run-up to the start of the race, and very importantly, the time when we're actually out on the water, will be, you know, a great opportunity to boost the amount of funds that we can raise for these two charities that are so important to us.
And lastly, to your brother Gary, how can people find out more about the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge and keep up with you guys?
Well, we've got a website, reekandrowers.com, that you could follow us, but there is also another website, Yellow Brick YB Races, which you can download that on your phone or your computer, and that'll give you an update, I think, every 2 hours of our position, predicted finish time, and all the other crews as well. So you could follow us from the start really to the finish, and they'll be putting posts out along the way as well of how we're all feeling, how we're going, what the weather's like, and whether we've had any adverse things happen and things like that, and just general things. So really on the Reekin Rowers website or the YB Races, and as well on the Reekin Rowers site, people, if they do, our sponsorship things are all on there for people to sponsor us. So that is a good way to follow us as well. But YB Races is another good app to download and put the Whiskey Talisker 2021 in there, and that'll come up for this year's entrance and all details of the race. That's a good way to follow us as well.
Fantastic. Well, wish you well with the rest of the training. We'll get another catch up with you in about a month's time. Martin, the two Stuarts, and Gary, aka the Reekin Rowers, we'll talk to you again in about a month's time. Good luck with the rest of the training. Thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.